Hello, and welcome to Heatcraft University's audio learning series on 10 tips for successful installation. My name is Joe Jones, and in this episode, we will cover the second tip, expansion valve selection and adjustment. This training series will present entry-level materials for novice and beginning learners and refresher tips for the more experienced learners. You may contact me with any comments or questions through my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. Expansion valve selection and adjustment. Where the nozzle is a distribution device, the expansion valve is a metering device. Proper thermal expansion valve adjustment for superheat can increase the efficiency of the evaporator, give you a better system balance, and more efficient operation. Steve Holmes, cold storage product specialist for Heatcraft Refrigeration Products, explains.
The expansion valve basically controls the volume of refrigerant entering the evaporator coil. This is accomplished by controlling the superheat leaving the evaporator. A properly sized and adjusted expansion valve will adjust to the varying evaporator load and frosting conditions, allowing the evaporator to function at maximum capacity.
In a proper installation, high-pressure liquid refrigerant enters the expansion valve, where it converts into a low-pressure liquid-vapor mixture and enters the evaporator coil. It then circulates through the coil until it reaches its refrigeration saturation point. As it absorbs more heat, it becomes superheated refrigerant vapor and exits the coil. An improperly adjusted expansion valve can reduce the capacity and the efficiency of the refrigeration system.
For example,
Holmes explains,
if the system is operating with an expansion valve that is too small, the evaporator will be starved, lacking adequate refrigerant preventing the system from cooling.
That can also happen with a poorly adjusted expansion valve that allows high superheat to leave the evaporator. By contrast, if the expansion valve is too large, the valve will tend to hunt or have large swings in superheat temperatures, leaving the system off balance and negatively affecting the system capacity and efficiency.
The expansion valve should be selected for the condensing unit capacity and not the evaporator capacity,
explains Robert Thornton, application engineer.
The condensing unit compressor dictates the volume of refrigerant entering the expansion valve.
Service engineer Archie Nalbandian adds,
many people believe that expansion valves are preset by the manufacturer. They are not, however, preset for your specific application.
Make sure you know the capacity of your condensing unit in tonnage based on 12,000 BTUs per hour per ton, not the compressor horsepower. And follow the tables for expansion valve selection found on pages 4 through 7 in our installation and operation manual. This manual can be downloaded from our website at www.heatcraftrpd.com. Remember, the expansion valve is not a temperature control device, but rather a metering or flow control device to properly maintain superheat of refrigerant leaving the evaporator. Off-the-shelf setting of the expansion valve may not be satisfactory for all installations, and therefore, each expansion valve should be adjusted for each specific job, as the correct setting will depend on refrigerant, pressure differences, operating temperatures, and proper superheat at the compressor inlet. Proper selection of the expansion valve is required to assure it is correct for the specific application criteria and is based on capacity in tonnage based on 12,000 BTUs per hour, not horsepower, based on the refrigerant being used, whether the evaporator has a distributor. If it does have a distributor, it will need to be externally equalized, pressure differences, whether it's high or low, and suction temperature range. To properly adjust the expansion valve, several factors must be determined. What is the desired superheat of your system? What is the current superheat? And how is your expansion valve adjusted? The desired superheat for your system is based on the type of compressor. We recommend proper superheat to be between 20 and 30 degrees Fahrenheit at the inlet of reciprocating compressors, and slightly lower for scroll compressors. The purpose of superheat is to protect the compressor from damage which may be caused by liquid refrigerant entering the compressor. Next, you will need to measure your current superheat at the compressor inlet. To do this, take a pressure reading at the compressor's inlet, and using a temperature, pressure, chart, or table for the refrigerant being used, determine the saturated temperature for the pressure taken. Then compare the temperature with an actual temperature measurement of the suction line at the same point where the pressure was measured. the actual temperature should be higher, and the difference is the superheat. If the superheat is lower than your proper superheat range, the compressor is at risk of damage from liquid refrigerant. And if it's higher, your evaporator is being robbed of active cooling surface and capacity. You will need to adjust the expansion valve until superheat is just right for your system. Typically, this involves making an adjustment and waiting for the system to settle before taking another superheat measurement to determine if proper superheat is maintained. If proper superheat is not achieved, another adjustment will need to be made. All of these readings need to be taken when the room temperature is within a few degrees of design conditions. Normally, your expansion valve has an adjustment stem at the bottom of the valve, located under a protective cap. Consult the manufacturer's instruction for how to adjust to increase or decrease superheat. On systems using electronic or electric expansion valves, you will need to input or program the superheat set point value into the controller. Again, consult the manufacturer's instructions for how to program the controller. This concludes our second tip, expansion valve selection and adjustment for 10 tips for a successful installation. In our next episode, we'll look at evaporator placement. Please feel free to leave feedback or comments on this episode using my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. You can find more information about this topic on our website at www.heatcraftrpd.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us on our next episode.